From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Today, Iraq suffered its deadliest single bombing since the war began nearly 4 years ago. The blast killed at least 130 people in a Baghdad market. The health ministry reports more than 300 others wounded. The truck bomb went off when the market was packed with shoppers. Their maimed bodies were strewn about the smashed fruit and vegetable stalls. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki blamed the attack on Saddam Hussein's supporters and vowed to crush all those who terrorize Iraqi civilians. NPR will bring you updates on today's bombing as we learn details. President Bush spoke about Iraq today in Williamsburg, Virginia. He was at a highly unusual venue for a Republican president, the annual retreat for House Democrats, the party that just took control of Congress. The president acknowledged Democratic opposition to his plan to deploy 21,000 more troops to Iraq, and he assured his audience that his patience with the Iraqi government is not unlimited.
In other words, there's benchmarks that they have got to achieve. And I have made it clear to the Iraqi government, just like I made it clear to the American people, our commitment is not open-ended.
NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook heard the president speak at the Williamsburg retreat and joins me now. Andrea, what else did the president have to say about Iraq?
Well, Debbie, after the president spoke, they sort of shuttled the press outside of the room. He apparently told members of Congress, and they told me, that he said that he understands the Iraq war is, quote, sapping our soul, words he used, sapping our soul, to say that he understands that the American people are tired of this. Now, in his open remarks that were recorded, he said that the Maliki government, the government leading Iraq right now, must show political leadership, and he stressed that. And that is a point that Democrats have made over and over again when they've disputed the surge or the buildup in American troops that the president favors. He also said that he understands success must not be just on the military front, but also a political front, and that he hopes that he can get to a place where he can follow the bipartisan Iraq study group's recommendation. That's the Baker-Hamilton Commission's recommendations on Iraq. So all in all, it seemed like he extended quite a few olive branches to Democrats as he was speaking about Iraq.
Could you read the body language between the president and Democrats? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, both sides talked about being energized and glad to be together. Democrats talked about how they have a choice between bipartisanship and stalemate. So in some ways, they're communicating that they don't have a lot of choice but to be bipartisan at this point. The president brought a very cordial tone to his relations. As I said, he extended all of these olive branches and some that may be slightly more arcane. He used the words Democratic Party rather than Democrat Party, which is, you know, one thing that we political reporters watch for as being a sign of real bipartisanship in language. And so it was actually very cordial. The president, after he spoke, went off the stage, shook hands, spoke to lawmakers for half an hour, kissed babies, the whole political bit.
So, Andrea, what did congressional Democrats have to say about the president's visit?
The words common ground were used over and over again by both the president and the Democratic leaders. And they really seem to be making a genuine effort to find places where they can work together. They specifically mentioned immigration. They mentioned competitiveness, meaning jobs and innovation in the United States. And they also mentioned energy efficiency. The Democrats and the president seemed pleased with how this came off.
NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook, thank you.
You're welcome.